What's up, strangers? I'm Ash.
And I'm Daisy, and we are your hosts of the Bold and Unscripted podcast. We are talking about getting out of your comfort zone.
Yes, in this episode, we'll be sharing stories about first dates, both from one of us and people on campus.
All right, I'll start. So I would say, thinking back to whether I had like a first date on campus, it's probably been a while, I would say. Coming back to one specifically that stood out the most is when I was asked to go on a date with a guy I met at the gym. He invited me to go to Havoc House. Havoc House is a big restaurant on campus, which is a great place a lot of people go to. So, yeah, I was kind of, like, weirded out at first because of the location, and I know a couple of people who also work there, and I didn't want to see me on my first date, especially because I'm not really that much of, like, going out or people see me around. So, yeah. And, however, on the day of the date, I was ready to go and to get over with it. We met there, got a table, we got seated, and we started talking about the gym and other hobbies that we had in common. That was a great way to, you know, get the mood, you know, nice, comfortable, and yeah, so that's one big thing that helped me out of my comfort zone. It was also a pretty good time so far until I saw a friend who was working at the time. So yeah, I was trying to not really like pay attention and make like my focus on my friend who was working at the time and make it seem like I wasn't on a date. So like I was basically out with a friend. I was basically trying to hide and make it seem like I was just there for food, of course. So, yeah, so moving forward, once our dinner was over, we went to grab boba after off campus. I would say the date so far was fun and exciting, and I recommend a lot of people, like, to do that. Like, get out of your comfort zone. Go ask someone you like or find interesting. Ask them out, whether if it's on campus or off campus. And start a conversation. Maybe that conversation would lead to either a friend or something even more.
Havoc House is such a classic place for like a first date or a date at all on campus. It's like the nice restaurant on campus. Mm-hmm. Do you think you would have preferred to have just been off campus so you didn't have to see your coworkers? Or is it?
Yes, I would say yes, I would have preferred. But I was on a budget. Mm-hmm. And basically on Dining Dollars covers it, so it helped me. It was a big thing. But if I didn't know my friend was working there, if I knew he was working there, then I wouldn't have gone. I'll probably just reschedule or move the location. Mm-hmm.
And now we'll hear from some of the people on campus who also had first dates here on campus.
What's your first date experience on campus?
Let me tell you a fascinating story. Oh, wait, hold on, here we go. I'm going to use this microphone. Fascinating story. First date on campus. There's this girl. I'm not going to say names because she still goes here. But pretty much I have a lot of friends or like my roommates at the time. They're extremely crazy and they go beyond measures for any purpose of fun or anything like that. So essentially I go on this date with this girl, go to that ice cream shop. I forget what the ice cream shop is called. No, it's like off campus. It starts with an N. Nova ice cream. I have no idea. You know, it might be called No Idea. But anyways, so like we go to this ice cream shop and it's like kind of late at night. One of my friends decide to stalk me while I'm going on this date, and he did an anonymous number and started sending pictures of me and this girl on the date. And I don't know who this number's coming from. Turns out he got like really, really close up pictures, and so it started freaking me out. Then I started getting messages about how they know where I live, and then they sent me addresses of where I am and like where I live and who my family is and who I am and who my dead dog is and everything like that. And so I was just like got really freaked out. But yeah, so then these guys ended up sending all these things while I'm on my first date. So I'm like freaking out in front of this girl, and she's freaking out and now terrified. And so I'm like, okay, so I don't know what to do. And so then later that night, it was like 3 a.m, I wake up and I'm like actually like so pissed at this guy because he keeps sending personal information to me. And I have no clue who it is. I didn't know it was my roommate who was sleeping right next to me. And so then I decide to go and take measures and start calling the cops. Then all of my roommates start freaking out and saying, don't call the cops. And then that's when I found out that it was them. Really fun story. Hope you enjoy. Yep.
Thank you. That's insane, honestly.
That's an insane story. I feel like I definitely have friends who would send, like, if they saw me on a date, they would take a picture and send it to me.
Yeah.
But that's, like, so far. I would be terrified if someone was texting me those things, like getting up super close pictures and I didn't notice them.
Yeah, I did that with my friend. I actually dropped her off to her date because I didn't want him to pick her up. It was off of Hinge. It was a big dating app for yeah. Anyway, so I dropped her off at Tempe and they went to Taco Bell like after the bar because, you know, they're old enough, so... Yeah, so yeah, I dropped them off, and me and my other friend that was with her at the time, we were just roaming around Tempe, just studying, doing homework, and then we decided to actually go towards her location, and we found her inside of Taco Bell, just sitting there talking to the guy. It looks like they were having a great time, so we sat next to them a little further, like a couple tables down, and I took a picture. And she caught me, but she caught me, so it wasn't really, like, a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
She just tried to make it seem like that we weren't there, and so that he wouldn't freak out, or she, like, made it seem like she had crazy friends, but we're just overprotective.
Yes. Like, this story, I feel like I could definitely see a group of guys thinking how funny this was, but, like, same as the guy who's telling us the story, I would have, if it went on for so long, I would have also... probably called the cops. That's so funny.
I just blocked the number.
Yeah.
There's no need.
Well, they had all this personal information about him, like his old dog, his like family's names, like where he lived. They'd be like, do I have this, like an actual stalker?
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness. I bet that poor girl that was with him, like, was freaking out too. Because he like let her know what was happening. I'm also curious if they ever went on a second date.
Yes. I don't think that so because hearing this first date, I doubt she would go on a second
date. They definitely aren't still dating.
Yeah, and they don't even see each other anymore, but she's still on campus.
She is still on campus.
She might be an acquaintance.
She might be. He's still on campus too, so they're both out there.
Yeah, both out there and single.
That is probably one of the more funnier stories I've heard about first dates on or kind of near campus.
It started on campus and then went off.
Yes, definitely an experience having roommates always messing with you. I've been dating my now boyfriend since my senior year of high school, so I don't really have any first date experiences on campus, or I don't think we've even ever had a date on campus. He lives in Colorado, so yes. But yeah, then we'll listen to another story from a few people on campus. Can you tell us about your first date on campus?
Yes, he texted me over Snapchat and then we ended up going to Purple Greens and More, and like sitting at one of the tables inside, but it was when it was newly opened. And so there was like nothing in there and we had like nothing to talk about and nothing in common. So it was really awkward and I didn't eat any of my food because I don't really like Purple Greens.
Okay.
If you were to take someone on a date on campus, where would you choose to take them?
I feel like I'd probably do a picnic. Oh. I think it would be fun. Like get food somewhere and then like go out on the grass.
That's
and do a little picnic.
Nice.
You know, I'd probably rock it, grab some coffee at GCBC and go on a nice little walk around campus if it was nice outside.
Perfect. So I guess those are a few places that if people were going on dates on campus, they would like to be taken to. So there's some advice for anyone who's thinking about taking someone on a date soon. These are probably some good ideas, like the picnic or just a walk around campus. There's always the classic Havoc House.
Right. Yeah, and there's another girl who mentioned the Purple Greens.
Yes. Yes, Purple Greens is my favorite place on campus.
Oh, not mine. Anyway,
you either love it or you hate it.
Yes, so these students actually gave us some great advice on like how to get out of your comfort zone when approaching someone to ask on a first date. So, yeah. Those were things to listen for. And the biggest thing when I got out of my comfort zone on my first date was actually an incredible experience. It was so important to like do so because it makes the whole like scenario environment comfortable and not just like awkward for me or for my date. On our day, getting out of comfort zone not only brought great conversations but a great time after the date, maybe for a second date, which we actually did go on a second date, but we decided to be friends instead, which was, you know, also a good thing. We weren't ready, so yeah. So yeah, so if you do get out of your comfort zone, it's really important to do so that, you know, you can develop a great connection with that individual and maybe be friends or see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like if I was dating now, like, it would be so difficult to get out of my comfort zone because I haven't been on a first date in like such a long time. But getting out of your comfort zone is so important to us because it really is one of the best ways to grow, learn more about yourself, and if it's on a date, learn a lot more about another mm-hmm. person. You might find out like you're just better as friends, or you might find out like this is your end game and you're getting married,
like we did, but the friends yes. Not the married.
No. Yes. Yeah, but thank you all so much for listening. And
you deserve 5 booms.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think that was 6. I don't know.
I don't know how many that was.
Anyway, thank you.